So there is an element of the public that wants boxing. Do you subscribe to it on those grounds? This is how it goes, Sal.
And good morning. I'm Lonnie Haynes reporting with sports. Reporting for the Bank of Burlington. In last night's 1984 Men's Summer Golf League action, this is the way it went for the individual teams. It was Don Herman's team driving past Chet James' team, 12-2. Jody Hartman's team ousted Jay Snyder's team, 14-0. John Buell's team won over Ed Inyard's team, 12-2. It was Jim Rawson's team, 10. Don Downen's team, 4. It was a close match as Bob Best's team just putted past Bill Schlosser's team, 8-6. J.C. Elliott's team chipped past Larry Williams' team, 8-6. And Jerry Andrews' team shut out Mort Snyder's team by a score of 14-0. Shooting the best golf last night, the low growth score went to Ed Inyard and Verl Hester. Both those men had two over par 37s, and the low net score was very tough to beat, 29, shot by Fred Hilt. Another area sports action. The Denver Gold are in San Antonio today to face the Gunslingers with five straight losses. Gold coach Craig Morton says the only thing different his team will do when it plays tonight is win. The Gold are 7-6 and the only one game ahead of Arizona and Los Angeles in the United States Football League Pacific Division race. The Denver Bears meet the Louisville Redbirds tonight in the second game of a three-game homestand in Denver. Last night, the Bears swept by Louisville 8-2, the game belonging to Dave Yobbs. He drove in five runs for them on a grand slammer in the first inning. 70 golfers used more than 13,000 strokes to get through 3,780 holes in the Colorado Open 5th Annual Golf Marathon. The event is a fundraiser for Denver's Craig Hospital. Organizers of the event say $78,000 were pledged for the feat accomplished yesterday by the 35 Pro-Am teams. Earl Sevenson and Don Kiefer of Lakewood Country Club won the six-round two-man scramble format marathon with a record score of 53 under par. Steve Cook has the lead today in the $115,000 Denver Open. The Pro Bowlers Association event moves into the final rounds today. The National Junior College Baseball World Series begins tomorrow in Grand Junction, and Seminole Junior College is the heavy favorite. The Oklahoma school is making its fourth trip in 5 years to the Junior College World Series. I'll have more sports in just a moment.
The Bank of Burlington has been around a long time, serving the people and needs of Burlington. They're proud of their professional, experienced staff, and they want to help you take care of all of your financial needs. They're people you know and trust because they're longtime residents of the Burlington community, and they take a keen interest in their customers. It's their job to make money available to you. Loans to help buy a car, improve your home, finance your business, or run your farm. Our staff appreciates the business and takes pride in the trust you place in them when you put your money in their care. They're anxious to see Burlington grow and thrive because, remember, it's their community too. The family bankers at the Bank of Burlington have been serving the Burlington community for over 50 years. Come in today and visit with some of your friends, your neighbors, the professional and experienced staff at the Bank of Burlington. Member FDIC.
Well, the Matt Marsh Thompson Memorial Baseball Clinic's coming up in Goodland, Kansas, June 1st and 2nd from 9 to 12, and then from 1:30 to 4 Mountain Time. It will be held at Stever Park, and in case of inclement weather, on either the 1st or 2nd of June, it will be moved to the Max Jones Fieldhouse. There's a $15 entry fee to get into the clinic. That's to provide for the coaches to come in and also baseball caps. It's a nonprofit baseball clinic. There are 10 to 17-year-olds that are welcome, no graduate seniors, and by the way, it will be instructed by Pat Harrison. Now, Pat is a former Dodger, two-time All-American at USC, and he's presently the coach at Oral Roberts University. And for more information on the clinic, you can call Pat Thompson in Goodland, 913-899-5494. The Galen Haynes Memorial Weekend Fast Pitch Softball Tournament is coming up. It's the largest ever Memorial Weekend Fast Pitch Softball Tournament with 15 teams competing this year. And including all of last year's top finishers. The Farmer State Bank of Yuma, last year's first place team, receives a bye in the first round. The action all gets started with two games at 12 o'clock. That will feature Clark Dickey and Sons of Cheyenne Wells taking on Motorola Communications at 12 Saturday. On field two at 12, Liddell, Kansas, taking on the Hugo VFW. At 1:20, Brophy Electric will try to take on last year's fourth place team, Mr. Nasty's High Performance Center of Canarado. Tomorrow at 1:20 on field two, Goodland Motors takes on Larry Beacon's Sons, last year's third place finishing team. Canarado Ironworks will be taking on the Bowman Ranch. Two fine teams there. Bowman Ranch is a major baseball team in Class A here in Colorado, and they are one of the favorites going into the competition. Copper Steel of Araba will be taking on Lee's Barbershop at 2:40 on field two, and the Citizens State Bank of St. Francis will take on last year's second place team, Westside Liquor of Lyman. That's at 4 o'clock Saturday. Action continues with the winner of the Clark Dickey and Sons of Cheyenne Wells and Motorola Communications game taking on the Farmer State Bank of Yuma at 4 o'clock Saturday. I'm Lonnie Haynes, and you're up to date with a good look at the latest sports. Reporting for the Bank of Burlington, have a great Friday. And there will not be any markets until possibly the late morning market update at 11:20. And Mike Mortensen, this is quite a unique little deal here. There's not too much we can do about it. We can't receive calls and we can't call anybody. Isn't that right?
That's life.
Here in Burlington, and it also affects Cheyenne
Wells.
That's
Burlington and Cheyenne Wells, 3 to 4 hours.
Probably Bethune.
Probably.
Damaged repeater, according to a spokesman for the telephone companies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 7:34, so that means no USDA grain report because we have to call that to get it from Ogallala. And so everybody have a nice day.
Brothers,
30.02 inches of mercury here at KNAB AM.
What song are you going to play?
What song? We're supposed to play music on radio?
It would be a nice idea. Well, don't even answer me. I don't care.
Well, the Thompson Twins laid a single. Hold me now.
Hold me now. I thought it was a different song.
Yeah, that's what everybody was saying last night when we were saying, look out for the tornado.
I'm going to go answer the phone.
Let's go downstairs in the basement.
I have a picture.
A lot cooler today than yesterday. That's the general weather forecast, and it's time now for a look at the latest weather from Burlington Industrial Bank. The forecast calls for about 10 degrees cooler in the north than in the south today. This side of the Continental Divide, though, there's still a chance of some moisture, as the forecast calls for variable cloudiness today, with scattered showers and afternoon thunderstorms. Cooler with highs mostly 60s. Winds northeast 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusty at times, and the chance of rain 30%. Partly cloudy tonight and Saturday. Widely scattered afternoon evening thundershowers continuing. Highs will be in the upper 60s and 70s. Now down south a little farther. Temperatures are expected to be 75 to 85 tomorrow. And the lows tomorrow night in the low 40s with a chance of rain at 20%. We'll be back to take a look at our Memorial Day weekend outlook.
You know, whether you're looking forward to it or dreading it, retirement is inevitable for most of us. But you can ease the financial problems through sound financial planning, such as investing now in a tax-deferred individual retirement account. Burlington Industrial Bank will be happy to explore your circumstances and advise you as to which retirement plan is best for you. Secure your future today by talking to the folks at Today's Bank for a better tomorrow. Burlington Industrial Bank, located at 1580 Rose Avenue.
Okay, taking a look at the Memorial Day weekend outlook, a slight chance of thundershower Sunday, fair and warmer on Monday. That's the way the weather looks, and that's the morning weather brought to you as a service of the Burlington Industrial Bank. It is 7:40 in the Mountain Time Zone, 8:40 Central, and when it comes to downed long-distance lines, that affects people in many different ways, like our weather wire. That's why that wasn't working, and we can't have the markets that way. So really, we are real happy that we are an experimental station with the Associated Press Satellite News Network, or we wouldn't be getting any of our news as well. But we're picking it up straight from satellite, so this downed, damaged repeater is not even affecting us any, is it?
No, it's doing a great job. That AP wire is just bzz, bzz. But as far as weather wire, yeah, we get it off the phone, and, well, that's... We just won't get it today.
This new satellite network that we have out here at the studios can type as fast backwards as it does forward.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
Say, Lonnie, you happen to catch that last story I had about Pat the Parrot on the news?
Well, I heard a little bit about
the watch parrot.
Do you
scared
the one
away
I
the
had about the alligator before the news?
Ooh,
the
that was a real winner.
That was a tough story.
No, but this is really weird, though, because, I mean, a bird scared away a burglar. I mean, that just, it's kind of hard to swallow. I bet you didn't know I had a watchdog, did you? You didn't?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, sure, I've got a watchdog. It watches the burglar break in, watches him steal everything, and then finally watches him leave. Real good watchdog, yeah.
Oh, okay. I've heard of those
boy.
Kind of dogs.
Oh.
That alligator attracted crowds that I was talking about.
Uh-huh, crowds.
Yes, they finally shot enough arrows at. I don't know what kind of arrows. They say seven of them stuck, then they wrapped him up and hauled him off to some wildlife.
Must have been some arrow. Start the song, Lonnie.
We need help this morning. KNAB in Burlington, Colorado.
Blame it on the weather.
David Gilmore.
Yeah, I keep transmitting.
There will be an auction held Saturday, May 26, starting at 12:30 Mountain Time, to sell the estate of the late Galen Haynes. Some of the things on hand will include a TV stand, electric heaters, household items, a Kenmore washer and dryer, and a three-piece bookcase cabinet, plus many more miscellaneous items. The site is located at 572 9th Street in Burlington, Colorado. Sale conducted by Collins Auction Service.
Burlington Book and Music reminds you to keep the children in your thoughts. For gift giving, they have a complete selection of pocket games, puzzles, devotional books, and story books, all written for children. That's Burlington Book and Music, located at 1365 Center Avenue in Burlington.